Attempts by Environmental Protection Agency officials to dispel the concerns of agricultural interests about the proposed Waters of the United States rule seem to be having little impact. Richard Gephardt, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, is an attorney who believes the rule has serious implications for agriculture.
I have studied this rule at least three or four times, and I cannot imagine a piece of land in the United States of America that's involved in agriculture that will not be regulated by this rule. You know, and I've listened to the administrator of the EPA talk about how we've misunderstood her comments and her intents and everything else. When I read this rule, it makes it clear to me that if you have any piece of ground that drains into a tributary, a wetland that further drains into another tributary, it eventually gets to what we would consider in a common sense way a navigable water, I believe that piece of ground will be regulated. The administrator's claim that she's not out to regulate ditches, she and I must be reading two different documents.
Gephardt thinks the interpretive aspect of the rule has lawsuit written all over it.
I think it's a dream come true for litigators. If this rule gets through and she publishes it and Congress is unable to rein this rule in, then we are going to be in the courts, and the only thing that are going to win with this thing is going to be the lawyers that are arguing both sides.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says last week's visit by EPA Chief Gina McCarthy to Missouri went over like a lead balloon, and lawmakers will continue to fight the rule in Congress to prevent it from being implemented.
I would say that it's more obvious if you had an omnibus bill, and I think an omnibus bill could be put over until December or over until the following March. Kind of depends on how the election's going to go, but you're more apt to have riders on an omnibus than you would on a continuing resolution. But I think that if this Waters of the U.S. rule were going to be moved forward, I don't think it's going to happen yet this year.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.